Breitbart Business Digest, Manufacturing Gains Steam at Summer's End. By John Carney on November 2, 2023. Manufacturing orders jumped more than expected in September. It is increasingly clear that the manufacturing sector rebounded in September. The Commerce Department reported on Thursday that the value of manufacturing orders rose 2.8% in September, the second month in a row of sequential increases in orders. On a month-to-month basis, orders have been up in 6 of the last 7 months. Compared with the first 9 months of 2022, orders are up 0.7%. That's not a very impressive gain, but it is a sharp contrast to the sluggishness seen earlier this year and the large outright contractions in February and July, when orders fell 1.7% and 2.1%. It's also important to note that it represents an acceleration of the gains from the 0.5% year-to-date increases recorded in August and July. If we do a year-over-year comparison, September's orders were 3% higher, the second month in a row in which 2023 orders were higher than the year earlier level. Orders were below the year-ago level in May, June, and July. In April, they were more or less flat. While 1 or 2 months' data does not necessarily make a lasting trend, these year-over-year gains are suggestive of a return to growth. Not just war machines. Importantly, the September monthly gain was not a product of war Keynesianism. Excluding defense, new orders were up an even stronger 3.2%. Defense aircraft and parts orders fell 15.2% following the August increase of 18.6%. Nonetheless, defense has been a big driver of gains year to date, with defense aircraft orders 15.4% and non-defense factory orders up just 0.4%. Transportation orders led the increase, rising 12.7% compared with the prior month. Civilian aircraft orders are famously volatile, plunging and soaring on big fleet orders placed with Boeing. These were up 92% in September compared with August. A month earlier they had fallen 17.5%. Year to date, civilian aircraft orders are up 42.2%, which is obviously a significant rise representing a serious increase in economic activity. Motor vehicle orders rose 0.6% for the month after climbing 0.5% from a month earlier. Year to date, orders for cars, trucks, and parts are up 3.9%. Orders for durable goods were up 4.6% after contracting in the prior 2 months. That is a tick below the 4.7% reported in the preliminary estimate a week ago. Year to date, durable goods orders are up 4.4%, an acceleration from the 4.2% pace of the prior month. Compared with September of last year, durable goods orders are up 7.7%. Orders for non-defense capital goods excluding aircraft are thought of as a proxy for business investment. These rose 0.5% in September after climbing 0.9% in the prior month. While that might not seem like a terribly large gain, it is above the 0.3% long-term average going back to 1992. Even more importantly, it suggests a decisive break with the 2-month trend of declining investment in June and July. Year-to-date orders in this category are up a respectable 1.9%. Compared with a year ago, orders are up 2.1%. Importantly, a good portion of these gains are real. The Producer Price Index for Processed Goods for Intermediate Demand excluding feeds and fuels is down 3.7% from a year ago and was up 0.5% in September. Final demand goods less food and fuel is up 2% from a year ago and rose just 0.1% from a month earlier. The growth in September is also confirmed by the jobs data. The most recent job openings and labor turnover survey, JOLTS, showed manufacturing vacancies rose to 627,000 at the end of September from 604,000 at the end of August and 544,000 at the end of July. The Labor Department's establishment surveys showed manufacturers adding 11,000 workers to payrolls in August and 17,000 in September. Those figures represent an acceleration in hiring. In the first 7 months of 2023, the average monthly gain was just 4,000. The survey data from S&P Global released on Wednesday supports the idea that the improvement in the manufacturing sector continued into October. October PMI data signaled a stabilization of U.S. manufacturing conditions amid a renewed rise in new order inflows and firmer output growth, S&P Global economist Sean Jones said in a statement. Demand conditions reportedly showed signs of improvement as customer interest revived. But this was once again largely focused on the domestic market as new export orders fell at a quicker rate. Unfortunately, the competing purchasing managers survey from the Institute for Supply Management pointed in the other direction. It suggested that manufacturing slumped in October, largely reversing the September gains. On Friday, we will get the jobs report for October. The level of job growth in manufacturing will be our first hard data look at the sector. The consensus is for a contraction in payrolls of 23,000. Both ISM and S&P Global suggested falling employment in the sector for October.